This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go north to Green Bay and check in with Mike Clemens, shall we?
It's time for a Chili's Green and Gold update on the Bill Michaels Show. Brought to you by Chili's. Stop by Chili's today for the 3 for $10 deal. A starter, entree, and drink for just 10 bucks. Training camp accommodations provided by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center, Green Bay, featuring newly renovated guest rooms. Now, here's Green Bay insider Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Michael, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for tonight's game.
When you look at this game this evening, no Aaron Rodgers, obviously a lot of eyes on Matt LaFleur and his new offense. I mean, in reality, you and I have looked at each other and said, well, we really don't expect too much because usually it's pretty vanilla. Do we expect a lot tonight?
Well, you know, it's obviously a huge opportunity for players to earn a job, and there's lots of jobs that are open, and you've got some starters, growing list on the Packers that are injured right now, and so who's going to step up at positions like corner or safety? You've got this tremendous competition at wide receiver. You've made some moves with the Jason Spriggs move this week, and so who's going to be backing up Brian Bulaga or maybe Bakhtiari at tackle? So that's what that's all about. To me, though, the preseason games are in danger of being changed. And the frustration that I have is this. You have these 90-man rosters. It takes about 75 players to add all through those season, including your 53. When guys go down, they get injured, you bring them up from practice squad to get through a 16-game regular season. These football players, they want to play. They want to compete. They want to get to the postseason. But 16 regular season games, that beats up the body pretty good. And so this talk in the offseason about extending a regular season to 18 season games because the owners need new streams of revenue, I find very frustrating. And so what they'll do is that they'll compromise and they'll eliminate two preseason games. Well, my question is, how are you going to find out who the football players are? And how are you going to make, try and improve your product in September rather than having to wait until the end of October before the NFL really starts looking like the NFL again? You usually have to wait till November. November football, as Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, call it. Now, Mark Murphy has come up with this plan on how he can get extra revenue to keep up and keep competitive with the rest of the league, and it's Titletown. And it's a brilliant idea how he can get outside revenue without having to change the product on the field. And Robert Kraft did the same thing years ago with the Patriot Village. You see the Cubs. I was having some friends that were here from Chicago, and just how much the Ricketts have improved Wrigley Field and their revenue streams by buying up all those properties around Wrigley Field, and now they've got that cash coming in. So I was talking to Mark Murphy about this at the start of camp about, instead of messing with a 16-game regular season and the four preseason games that the coaches need, the scouts need, the players need to figure out, if they can play let's talk about this Tail Redding. He's one of the wide receivers. He's a really talented kid, but he needs at least 30 or 40 snaps in these preseason games to show himself. Or Tim Boyle, who's competing for a backup quarterback job. You eliminate those preseason games, these guys are never going to touch the field. And so I said to Murphy, I said, can't some of these other teams do like the Packers and Patriots have done and figure out external ways to increase the revenue without eliminating these preseason games and taking away those opportunities of players? And here's what Murphy told me.
That's something that, we're discussing. We're talking to the players about it. Obviously there's concerns about the health and safety of our players. So we're looking at different options. The other reality, quite honestly, Mike, is the quality of our preseason is not great. And I think it's declining as we go along. Fewer and fewer starters are playing in preseason games. So I think we're looking at a number of different options. But it's not all about revenue. I think we also need to do what's right by our players and the fans.
The quality of your preseason is down because you're not playing your starters. You got a home game tonight. You're asking 70,000-plus folks from Wisconsin to come to the game. Why don't you give them Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams for two series? They'll be there at 7 o'clock and in their seats to watch that. And it wasn't so long ago that that's what you had. You got four preseason games. The two that you have at home, the fans should be able to see their starters for a couple of series rather than this nonsense that Aaron might play in two games when they're on the road against the Raiders and the Ravens. And then, of course, the fourth game, it's kind of a weird schedule for the Packers. I think it has to do with the fact they're on the road against the Bears for the opener. Then they'll be back with the Chiefs. That'll be all the second and third stringers. I mean, why doesn't the NFL say, look, you got four preseason games, games one and two are at home, two and four are on the road, or vice versa, and where you're going to see some starters, and we'll get in, work out our kinks in our first teams while we're at home so the fans have got something more to see.
I agree. I know it's a fine line. I was saying yesterday, Mike, I'm one to believe that if you play with the reckless abandon and play not to get injured, you'll get hurt. If you play the game the way it's supposed to be played, then 90% of the time you're not going to get injured, and you still get your work in and you get your reps and you get your muscle memory and you get hit and you get used to being hit and then things become better. I think we've seen injuries increase dramatically over the years, and I think part of it's because they don't hit, because they don't know how to hit. They don't hit until day one, and then all of a sudden you're asked to go out and take a beating, and guys' bodies just aren't used to that, no matter how many years they've been doing this. So I completely agree with you. I guess in the here and the now, when I look at this team, I'm thinking, okay, the biggest questions going into this season is, one, the offense. Is it going to be more productive? Last year, they weren't, even by Aaron Rodgers' standards. And with Matt LaFleur instilling this new offense and saying they're slow, they're not getting rid of the ball quick enough, they're not coming out of the huddle, he's not happy with the two-minute drill, he's not happy with goal line, and Aaron Rodgers kind of blowing it off. I mean, where is this offense right now in your eyes?
Well, there's some execution problems that they've got right now. In terms of getting these teams in football shape, I asked LaFleur, because I tell you what, right now the owners, they're leaning toward a 17-game regular season. That's what, they threw out the number 18. They'll settle for 17. They'll take away those two preseason games. And I said to LaFleur, who doesn't want full contact with Packers on Packers or even Packers against the Texans and joint practices, he said, yeah, if they took away those two preseason games, I would have to have more live full contact in practice. You'd have to determine who your players are by Packers hitting Packers, and they'd have to go back to, the old days of that. In the meantime, there's been some big plays, but there's been a sense of frustration. LaFleur just thinks that he's behind schedule, and not just because of injuries, on where the offense is. So we asked LaFleur, first of all, we talked to Aaron Rodgers about this. He was vocal about not liking the joint practices. He didn't like that live session that took Trevor Davis out. He got knocked out by that Lonnie Johnson on a kickoff return when they were actually looked like they were going 100% live. And so, Rodgers was frustrated about that they didn't use the offense that they've been using. And so we asked Rodgers, what do you like? Do you like this scheme the way it is right now?
Yeah, I like this scheme. I mean, I do. I like this scheme a lot. I like the stresses that it puts on defenses. I like the marriage of the run game with the action. This minor frustration is when you do so many fun schematic stuff for 8 or 9 days, and then it gets kind of cut back for a couple days. But, we'll be on next week probably playing and look forward to those practices.
So Matt LaFleur, though, Mike, it's not that he said, hey, the offense is bad. It's just that I think he just hasn't been able to get them to the level that he wants to see them operate at, correct?
Yeah, we asked him, what was his biggest problem, what he saw with his unable to score in a two-minute drill against the Texans. What's the biggest factor he thinks that is affecting his offense right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody. It's just in and out of the huddle, like approaching the line of scrimmage. I want us to operate faster. I mean, I think once the ball is snapped, I think you do see good effort. It's all that pre-snap stuff.
All this, does this go back, Mike, when you and I would sit there and watch games and go, why are they snapping the ball at the count of one or zero, you know, with time on the clock?
Well, and that was different, too. That's Rodgers, you know, trying to change the play, trying to move the chess pieces around. If the defense made some sort of a substitution, you know, Aaron, you know, trying to outsmart the defense. Now, Aaron's doing a better job of getting the ball started and all that, but, you know, he's just talking about, in general, LaFleur, that he needs to see these quick snaps. He wants to see a quick huddle, get to the line, and snap, get the ball off. And he's not seeing that consistently with these different players. Now, so tonight, Rodgers won't play. And, of course, you know, there's a big question in that, really, who's your backup quarterback? I think Mike McCarthy, if you have four or five reasons why you decided it was time to move on from McCarthy, one of them was the guy did not really come up with a backup plan for Aaron Rodgers, and he's supposed to be the quarterback guru. And maybe Ted Thompson is to blame for that as well. But, you know, outside of Matt Flynn years ago, they have not found a quarterback who could keep them in a game. And now you got DeShone Kizer, who you traded for last year to get rid of Demaryius Randall. Big athletic kid, works hard. He's got a big arm. He's just not accurate consistently enough. Tim Boyle, who's a smart kid, he doesn't have the physical gifts of Kizer. Manny Wilkins, who comes out of Arizona State, who can razzle-dazzle and run around, but he has problems with the quarterback snap exchange with the center in some of these practices. So we asked LaFleur about how big a night is it tonight for these backup quarterbacks for Green Bay and assessing where you're at backup.
Oh, yeah. No, this is – obviously you want to get your systems rolling both offensively, defensively, and special teams. But, again, the preseason is a great time to see guys and go and really in a game-like situation, how they respond, how they go about their business, the urgency that they're playing with, their effort that they're playing with, and really it comes down to those guys making plays. And specifically with those three people, we just want – consistent play from the quarterbacks, and I think you've seen some good and some not so good. So I just want those guys to play decisively, and we talk to the QBs a lot about indecisive equals ineffective. Hey, listen, are you going to make a mistake? I bet, yeah, chances are you're going to make a mistake in the game at some point, but it's being decisive. And if you do make a mistake, how do you respond to that? And that's what I want to see from those guys.
Let's do this, Mike. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back because I do want to catch up. I want to kind of preview what's coming up tonight, what we should look for, and camp overall. So let's do this. We're broadcasting live at the Goose Island Ale House out here at the Wisconsin State Fair next to the Budweiser Pavilion, brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate. 98%. So call the medical experts at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Weight loss, low T treatments, they do it all. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. More with Mike Clemens right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Great reputation, really good guy, very smart. Obviously worked for the Titans last year, so we were very familiar with him, and then have really gotten to know him in this process, setting up these practices. These are not easy to get coordinated, you know, and so there's a lot that goes into it between Matt, myself, and the assistants. You know, the coordinators talk to each other, Mike Pettin and Tim Kelly. So it was good. It's been great to work with Matt.
Welcome back to the program. Elvis is on the stage and singing, and we are broadcasting live at the Wisconsin State Fair. Later tonight, I will be in Green Bay alongside our good companion, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. Mike and I will be enjoying the Packers-Texans game tonight. And then don't forget, coming up immediately following the game this evening, the Uptown Motor Cars Green and Gold Postgame Show. Gary Ellerson and I are back together again. Mike will be inside the stadium. and we will bring you all the reaction and take your phone calls, tweets, emails, all that kind of good stuff immediately following Green Bay and Houston tonight, right after the ball game. Come and join us if you're at the game over at Hinterland in the Titletown District. We really look forward to seeing you. Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Michael, tonight this is the unveiling of the Matt LaFleur team, and I like you said, I don't know specifically what to expect. It's not going to be vanilla, but it's not going to be something extremely flamboyant and opening up the entire playbook. So, and we're not going to see Aaron Rodgers. So I think it's just we're happy football's back, right?
We are. You know, you're going to see a game probably kick off with DeShone Kizer at quarterback, and I don't know if Devontae's going to play or David Bakhtiari if they don't have to be out there to help out Aaron Rodgers. So it's probably going to be looking at throws to Kumerow. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, and on and on. There's a one wide receiver that I really like watching is this number 88, Redding from Bowling Green. This kid is just this phenomenal athlete in terms of vertical jump. They use him for a kick return. He's number 88. Look for him. Darius Sharper is a guy that another wide receiver they've got that keeps on really looking good in his reps, seems to be a smart player, gets down his routes, and those are guys that you'll be looking for. Of course, they're so stacked at wide receiver right now, they're healthy, so that'll be an interesting competition. On the offensive line, it's Alex Light, who now will be taking over some of those tackle reps. Maybe Bulaga won't play tonight either after they got rid of Jason Spriggs. They waived him with his back injury that kicked in with him, and that's a wasted draft pick from the second round. On defense, Natrell Jamerson has been getting a lot of reps at safety as they slowly bring back Darnell Savage from the wisdom tooth situation. But then you've got Kevin King out with the hamstring injury. No word on his return yet. So Tony Brown has played a lot of corner. And then you'll see some other corners that they'll have to take a look on. The Texans, they're not going to give your defense much of a challenge tonight, because A.J. McCarron is their backup. Deshaun Watson will probably play a first couple of series. You know, the Texans thought they had a pretty good team last year, but they lost to the Colts in the playoffs. So they fired their GM, Brian Gain, after the season. They've given more of the power to Bill O'Brien, the head coach. He's making some of these calls. They're a little short on running back after Lamar Miller, and they just made a trade this morning with the Cleveland Browns to pick up another running back, Duke Johnson. So they're going to be trying out a variety of different running backs tonight with the Texans' defense. But A.J. McCarron was their number two quarterback. I saw him talking to Jordy Nelson on the sidelines because they were teammates together for a year with the Raiders. And then shortly later in that Tuesday practice, the guy gets his thumb on his throwing hand injured. He's probably going to miss the rest of the preseason. So the Texans will have out there tonight for most of the game 32-year-old Joe Webb, who, remember, the Packers played a wild card game, I think it was back in 2012, at Lambeau against the Vikings. The Vikings were out of quarterbacks after Christian Ponder had an elbow injury, and Joe Webb, you know, he's like a special teams guy. He's a utility player. He played for the Ravens last year, but that's going to be a long night in terms of what Joe Webb can do at quarterback for the Texans.
So, defensively speaking, I think is where we're going to hang our hat on this team this year, because if the defense can really if the defense can get the job done, I think the offense will thrive this year, but I think it's going to really be more defensively I'm almost foreshadowing from what Mike McCarthy said a couple of years ago when he said the defense has to be better than the offense. I think the defense had to get dramatically better. I don't know if it is, but like you said, if Kevin King can come back from his injury and it's not too severe, that hamstring can hold up throughout the season, which is yet to be seen. But I just think, defensively speaking, that this team has to get better defensively, and I'm really interested to see how this group comes together as a whole. You know what I mean?
It starts up front. You know, a lot of people think that maybe the Packers made a mistake on the Mike Daniels thing, but Dean Lowry is taking the reps in that right defensive end spot. Kenny Clark might get a couple reps at nose tackle. Then you look for these second-tier guys that emerged last year, like a Tyler Lancaster. And maybe he'll line up against the kid here from Green Bay, this Max Sharping, who they took in the second round, the Texans. They're going to move him from tackle to right guard. He'll be playing that position. Then you drop back, and, of course, look for 52, Rashawn Gary. He's going to get in there tonight, your number one pick overall. And it's, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing him play in full contact and see if he can get into the backfield, you know, for the Packers tonight. And then the rest of it is, you know, a bunch of other players we've talked about on the back end of the Packers secondary. And maybe Darnell Savage will get some snaps tonight at the safety back there with Adrian Amos and see if they can, you know, shut down the passing game, get some picks. Jaire Alexander will probably be there, you know, at the corner early for the first couple of picks. But they've got a lot of guys that they need to still sort out in the secondary as they add to their depth chart for Mike Patton's defense.
Real quick before I let you go, Mike, is there anything that's coming out of camp right now that you think is either positive, negative, area of serious concern? It seems we had a Hub Arkishon yesterday, and while he said, look, hands down, the best talent in the division is the Bears, a team that's got the most pressure is Mike Zimmer. The wild card is, what can Aaron Rodgers do offensively that's going to make this team in Green Bay better? And, you know, like he said, look, there's a lot of talent that we believe is there, but is there Pro Bowl talent, and is there enough talent to make it that much better than what the rest of the division has to offer? What do you get the sense of?
Well, you know, Kevin King, well, that was an interesting question. You got to have a shutdown corner. Who are you going to go up against? Like, even tonight, DeAndre Hopkins. Guy, he's tall, fast, great hands. And that would be a Kevin King guy in a regular season game. But Kevin's out at 6'3". So who do you have to step up? And, you know, Brian Gutekunst said, I don't know if there is such a thing as a shutdown corner in the NFL anymore, but with the way the rules are, you're going to see a lot of those pass interference calls tested tonight as well, too. They'll be working that, the coaches, with the referees. But the biggest problem, I think, right now for Matt LaFleur is he's got to figure out this running back situation. I don't know what they're being told about Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, both out with hamstrings. Those guys need about 2 weeks to get ready for a Bears defense. So maybe that's what they hope they can do. They can get some snaps in them with the, you know, games 3 and 4 of the preseason. But that's going to be a beast. And right now, guys like Corey Grant, Trey Carson, the guy from the Bengals, he had a neck spasm. I don't think he's going to play tonight. That's with Dexter Williams, the running back that you took in the 6th round out of Notre Dame. He's kind of missing on pass protection. Who's going to play halfback is a big question mark for the Packers right now. The good news is this Danny Vitale seems like he's already earned a job as a fullback, and maybe that's going to have to be your answer, who's going to be, you know, there for first and second down behind Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, great stuff. I will see you up at the press box tonight when I get to Lambeau, okay?
Looking forward to it, Bill. Thank you, pal.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. Mike Clemens always bringing us great stuff, terrific stuff. From Lambeau Field, he's been at training camp the entire time. He's brought to you by the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center in Green Bay. Newly renovated rooms. You got to stop in and check it out. It's all new to you. Also, our friends over there at Chili's, you get the entree, you get the cocktail, and you get the app all for $10. Everybody, let's Chili's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.